We're Alive is brought to you by...
Have you ever listened to a song and wondered, what the heck does that mean? After all, what does it really mean to be a baller and a shot caller with 20-inch blades on your Impala? There's a brand new place where you can translate rap lyrics into English called Crackerize.
All right.
Create an account and earn points for translating rap lyrics into plain-ass English and reading other hilarious translations.
Boy.
Climb the leaderboard, earn points, and win prizes. Whether you're a baller and a shot caller, or you just want to be skilled at the game of basketball and well-respected amongst your local street gang, Crackerize.com is the place to do it. Check us out for our grand opening launch. Create an account and test your wit for bragging rights against your friends. Crackerize.com. CRACKERIZE.com.
Hi, this is M.A. Rogers. I'm a huge fan of We're Alive, and I've written a zombie story of my own. Have you ever imagined how hard it will be to find love after Z-Day? Just Another Zombie Love Story, Chivalry is Undead, is my take on that topic. Find the paperback and Kindle versions on Amazon.com. Chivalry is Undead is currently priced at 99 cents for the ebook. Follow me on Twitter at MyLittleDemon, that's MyLittleDemon, or on Facebook at M.A. Rogers Writes.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 30. Short-term memory. Part 3 of 3.
Lizzie?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You saw her.
I think so. Tall, blonde. I mean, yeah, and she had that chin thing too. But maybe not so skinny anymore.
What do you mean?
She's pregnant, right?
She's what?
Hey, Saul. Saul, you okay, dude? They found her. She's okay.
I'm gonna be sick.
But she's okay.
No. She's not okay.
But you sure that was her, right?
Well, no.
You got a photograph or something?
Oh, wish we did, but no.
Wait. She sound like this?
Picking me up from 110 North. Not sure where we're going, but I don't think it's much further. They stopped to check something, so I don't have much time. They haven't said much, but I'll try to get more soon.
Sounds familiar, but I can't be sure.
Oh. Fuck!
All right, dude, head between your legs, man.
Hey, at least you look taken care of.
Having a baby isn't a good thing?
Not when it might not be yours.
Well, come on, I mean, you're saying you didn't?
Yeah, we did, but that was a long time ago.
Well, how pregnant was she?
How the hell would I know?
Well, I mean, how big was she? I mean, like here or out to here?
Out to here, I guess.
Okay, so what is that? Second trimester?
I don't know what that means.
Well, like 4 or 5 months. I mean, that works, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
See? It's probably...
But it might not be.
Why?
I told them the details of when Bert and I were on her trail and came across the furniture store and what we found inside. I hadn't told Vic everything before. They understood now why I felt so sick. They all got real quiet after that. No one talked about what was going to happen next. Sometime, in the silence, everyone seemed to nod off, but not me. I just stared blankly at the wall, waiting for that feeling in my stomach to go away, but it never did. Got it. Hey, y'all, get your asses up.
Oh, man. I'm up. I'm up.
It's morning. Why didn't you wake me?
I wouldn't have been able to sleep anyway.
So she's close.
Yeah. Get ready.
Plan still is to go with you guys, right?
As far as I know. Hey, get him up.
Pete! Hey! Come on.
Are we moving?
Should be here any minute.
Pete, you coming with us, right?
Yeah, why not?
They still out there?
I don't hear anything.
They sometimes like to wait us out. I'm betting they're still there. Hey, grab that soldier's bag over there.
There she is.
Alright, I'll go first. Victor takes the rear. Stay in between us and pile into the Hummer as fast as you can. She's almost here. Get ready. Once I pull my knife, you get the deadbolt.
Okay.
Go! Get in the back! Hurry! Shit!
Nice shot, Vic!
What is that?
We're in!
Victor, now!
The two in the chest didn't stop it, but the one in the head did!
Thanks! I've had some practice. I don't think the first two shots even fazed it.
What was that?
The little ones we were telling you about.
Really? We finally see one? Why here? Why now?
Oh no, that was definitely Roman.
Same as what I saw at the door last night. And still, he was different today.
If it was, then he was looking just like the dead one in the field.
And the one we saw earlier, number six.
He was still changing. Now we know into what? I take it you never saw those kind turn anyone before.
No.
Why didn't you kill Roman after he was attacked?
We thought he was dead.
No time. We usually double-check, but there were more than just that one.
All right, so what is that? Numbers 5, 6, and 12. A black number on one fighter might be a coincidence, but 3, that sounds like planning.
If we were right about the turning thing, they can't be the first infected. Otherwise, there'd be more like them.
Hold on. What's the deal with these two?
They came from down south, from that place I told you before, the colony, remember?
And she's there, with the Maulers.
Lizzie, really, she's there? And alive? Are you sure?
We're pretty sure.
So that's where you'll be going now?
Yeah.
You don't sound too enthused.
Well, there's a lot more than that.
She's pregnant. Maybe Saul's, maybe not. What? You weren't gonna tell her that part?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't mean to be rude, but where exactly are we going? You didn't really explain that.
Take the blindfolds out of the pack there and tie them on.
These? Man, I'm gonna get carsick.
That's the rules. It's how we keep the place.
We.
What? It's our home, too.
Sure.
Hey, Saul. Once we get back, we'll sort through everything and figure out what to do next, all right? No need to rush. Okay?
Is he okay? I can't see.
Oh, man. Can't sleep worth a damn when it's quiet. But in here, no problem.
I have this handle if you want to do the same. It's a little ways. We can talk when we get back.
All right. Wake me when we're there.
We made it back to Dunbar, woke up, and got everyone upstairs to the library. Now that we were in our home, CJ started acting more wary of the new people. I guess the initial shock of it wore off, and she became, well, CJ again. She took their guns away and all their ammo, but they took everything in stride.
Here's a few extra chairs. Go ahead and sit down. I'll take you back.
No, I'll take it. It was on the soldier we found. Let's see what we got.
I'm just saying, if the numbers were on the arm before they turned,
I wouldn't be as concerned.
Toothpaste ammo.
But I saw them. Weren't that old.
Wait, what? Like someone did it afterwards?
Hey, a phone.
Yeah.
Broken in half.
Number 9 looked the same way. Worthless. Dark and kind of crooked, like it was drawn on.
CJ, you got that unit histories book?
Top shelf.
12, 5, and 6. I can't wrap my head around that one.
Tell me about it.
Just wait till you see the big ones.
Pete, you ain't doing shit. Look for anything in this book that matches this symbol. Look for 3 arrows pointing into the center.
What is it?
It's the unit patch we pulled off the soldier in the field.
Is this everything else he had on him?
Sit down. We're not done with you guys.
What do you mean we're not? What about Lizzie?
Before we get to that, I have a few things to ask these gentlemen first.
What else we gotta talk about before we get to her?
We all miss something. So, you came up here to find Michael or someplace safe to stay.
That's the short of it.
And Victor, you know them.
Glenn and I know each other, yeah. Pete, only so-so.
But I can vouch for him. I've known him for a while.
That's all well and good. But how do I know you're not working for the prisoners? After all, they did take over the colony.
Not to mention Victor pissed them off on the way out.
I didn't consider that.
I didn't either. Until we got back here. We overlooked it since you already knew them.
Are you kidding?
You think we would work for people who did this to us? My forearm doesn't look half as bad as the scars on Pete's back. We got out of there before we were both killed.
However painful that may have been, I wouldn't put it past them to bloody their own. But I don't think you're lying to me either.
What does that mean?
It means I let you stay in a safe house of my choosing for a while.
That's fine. They're really safe? Well, aside from the title.
They're nice. Not as secure as here.
But it's a step.
If it's a tenth of what this place is, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Gee, thanks.
Can't they just go back with us?
To the colony?
Yeah, no way in hell I'm doing that.
Me neither. Not after what they did to us and how long it took us to get here. And I'm not even sure where... here is.
Wait.
We haven't decided anything yet.
There's nothing in here about this patch.
Keep looking. So, you know I'm with you, right? I mean, we don't need them. I showed you the way once. I'm sure it's not much different.
Nah, they never changed the blockades.
All right, then.
That's if Saul goes back there.
If? What are you talking about?
How sure are you that she's even there?
Pretty damn sure. These two filled me in on what they know.
Did they? And what if it's not true, huh? What then? What if they're mistaken?
He said her name.
Well, actually, I said Libby, but, I mean, Lizzie sounds about right.
About right. You're gonna base all of this on about right? What about those soldiers on the helicopter? We have no idea why they came here. What if they come back and you're not here?
I don't care about that, and you know it. It's her or it's nothing.
You care more about her than your own safety? Or being rescued?
Of course.
Even if it's not your kid. How long did you know her? May to July. Maybe 3 months, tops. How sure are you that she still feels the same way? It's been so long.
Why the hell are you saying this to me? Okay, who are you to throw this shit in my face?
I want to make sure you're making the right decision. I would hate for you to risk so much getting there just to be let down. Because believe it or not, you're not just risking your own life by going back there.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I can hold my own.
Thank you.
What about me? And this place, and them too now? If you're caught, you know where we are. You could lead them right to us.
I'm not gonna... Oh, this is so frustrating. Look! That ain't gonna happen.
How do I know it's not?
Because it won't.
I know you. You run off with your heart and you leave your brain behind.
He's got me.
Great. A heart and a tail.
I get how you're protecting your ass and all, but come on.
You told me what sort of defenses they have there. The walls.
Yeah, so?
And remember what happened when the prisoners tried to get in your building, Saul?
Yeah, we held them off. But we got someone who knows the place, who's been on the inside.
So did they. Remember?
Look, we still don't know that for sure.
Combine that and their augmented number versus the two of you. It gets ugly fast. I may not be the best at everything, but I know how to plan and you got nothing.
Then help us, if you're so good at it.
Why should I?
Because it's the right thing to do. And I don't know, because we're your friends.
You're my tenants.
Is that all we are to you?
Yes.
Then you are one cold bitch.
Should we go or something?
I'll take you to your safe house. Now.
Here's your book. I didn't see anything about the patch in there.
You know, I wasn't gonna say anything, but...
Then don't.
If you say so.
Come next door. We'll get you some extra supplies to take with you.
See you guys.
Later, Pete. So, what do we do now?
God! There's so much shit piled up right now.
I know, but we can get through it.
What she said... Fuck, it makes sense.
Don't let CJ get to you, right? This is what you've been waiting for. You know how many times I've listened to you go on and on about her? I haven't even met Lizzie, but I know everything about her.
Remember the last time I thought I knew where she was and ran off to get her?
Yeah, the mall.
And they weren't there?
Yeah, so?
I had no idea what I was doing.
And do you now?
I don't know.
You don't have a plan?
No, not yet. Chopper, then the guys, Lizzie, the baby, the number thing. I can't think straight.
Then relax. All right, we can take it slow. As far as we know, Lizzie is safe, she's healthy, and not in danger, so we got time. The numbers on the arms, yes, that's some freaky deaky shit, but they're still easier to kill than the big ones, which is a plus. And the chopper's gone, no lead, so we can do nothing about that.
Nah, see, that one, we got something. There's this, and I swear I've seen this patch before.
Look, just know what I'm saying, okay? We'll figure this out.
Thanks, man.
No problem. You got no sleep last night and barely any on the way here. Why don't you go lay down for a bit?
Yeah, like I could get this shit out of my head.
Well, do it anyway. What? You expect me to figure something out? Yeah, that ain't happening. I mean, you got the military tactics thing, right? I mean, right? Hey, you fall asleep again?
No. Patch. Here it is.
What? What do you find?
It's an old picture, but that's it there. National Training Center.
Where's that?
Fort Irwin.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. We're Alive. We'll be performing live and in the flesh July 27th. At the Assistance League Theater in Los Angeles. For details on the event and advanced ticket sales, visit www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk, Constance Parn,
Glenn Hoffner, and Greg Miller.
I'm Michael Swan.
Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.